You mentioned quote-unquote inner confidence. Can you describe it more in detail and the ways to cultivate it? I think a lot of what I've been talking about, all right from the first question, has been around this inner confidence. And a lot of it is just through experience, and then a certain trust in oneself, and trust that we have our own. We've got the means by which we can understand the Buddha's teachings. We can understand the true nature of existence. We have all of that. That capability of awakening is how the Buddha in the sense that the Buddha's life and his example is an example to us, in the sense that he didn't become enlightened because he was born in some celestial realm, or he was some kind of celestial being of some sort, but it is the because he was a human being with a body, a mind that can discern what's skillful, what's unskillful, what's beneficial, what's not beneficial, is able to do that. There's a discourse where the Buddha says he's still unenlightened, and he's using the categories of what's actually skillful, what's not skillful, what's wholesome, what's not unwholesome, what's unwholesome, and just using that category, and that's he's not sort of contemplating some abstruse aspect of ethereal realms of existence. It's about our ordinary day-to-day life, our experience, our bodies, our minds, and how to free the heart from suffering. So that's that kind of trust in that, and that we have that capability. So that's where that inner confidence comes. That all of this, from the time of the Buddha, all of the beings who have realized the fruits of this practice, they're ordinary human beings. I was thought of that the other night. One of the reasons that made me think of it is I gave a story. I told a story about Lumpu Khao, and there's this great master, great being, and I thought about it after, because sometimes we think, that's just, it's kind of historical, something else, somewhere else, somebody else, it's Mook's uncle. There's one of the women here who's here. It's his uncle. And she started going to, Mook started going to Wat Pho Mun. She was a little girl. And contact with Ajahn Chah. Just saying, she saw Ajahn Sumedho when he first showed up at Wat Pho Phong. So it's just about real human beings. These great beings that we respect. They're somebody's son. They're somebody's uncle. They're somebody's, actually, him and somebody's father. Him and Lumpu Khao had a family before he ordained. So you know that these are real human beings. It's not so that is. You know, I think it's an important part to not make it so distant from our experience and reality.